Another Medford Area School District report on our local news program today. We welcome school board member Paul Dixon, and his topic is about the co-curricular code of conduct in the Medford Area School District. Is this basically for athletics, Paul?
This is across all co-curricular activities, any school-sanctioned activity. Athletics is a big part of it, but just a part of it. There's three levels of violation. The first level is out of character conduct. The second level is use or possession of tobacco, alcohol, drugs, or witnessing or being a part of a hazing event or a misdemeanor offense. And the third level is distribution of alcohol, drugs, tobacco, and felony offenses. If you choose to participate in a co-curricular activity in the district, part of your eligibility to do that is to read, understand, and sign the co-curricular code of conduct. Part of the responsibility of adhering to the code of conduct is to observe a tobacco, drug, and alcohol-free lifestyle. If you choose not to do that, you choose not to participate in co-curricular activities. It's that simple.
What kind of consequences will this bring up for these three different levels?
And a level one violation, which is out of character behavior, which includes engaging or being an accomplice to any unacceptable conduct contrary to the philosophy of the co-curricular code, ideals, principles, and standards of the Medford Area Public School District. Consequences for a level one violation include practice and participation penalties with school suspension and other discipline as decided by administration. The key thing here on a level one is only one level one violation is afforded in a participant's school career. A second level one violation automatically moves to a level two. The level two violation, use or possession of alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, hazing, misdemeanor offenses, that includes being in the presence of. If you're in the presence of the illegal use or possession of alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, you have to make a choice whether or not you're going to leave. And if you leave, you choose to leave, you have to self-report to the activities director that you were in the presence of the illegal use of alcohol, drugs, tobacco, and you chose to leave. And that's it. That exonerates you. Consequences for a first offense include participation penalties, counseling, providing medical documentation of an alcohol and drug-free status before resuming participation. On a second offense, both participation penalties and counseling requirements increase. Medical documentation of an alcohol and drug-free status must be provided before resuming participation. Counseling may require AODA, alcohol and other drug abuse assessment. Also, recommitting to the code by re-signing in front of teammates and coaching staff. And a level three violation, which is the distribution of alcohol or drugs, including performance-enhancing drugs and felony offenses, is viewed as more serious. In a level three violation, this really becomes a part of the justice system, where there is oftentimes or usually there will be an arrest. So it's pretty much you're out, at least until you are cleared by the justice system. On a level one violation, oftentimes there will be a suspension until that suspension has been served. On a level two, you may or may not be suspended on first offense. There is a three strikes and you're out language where on the third offense, you're out for the remainder of your high school career. Level three, you're out, you're done. In essence, it is an effort to change culture. It is an effort to let student participants know it is okay to prescribe to and live an alcohol, tobacco, and drug-free lifestyle.
And our thanks to Medford School Board member Paul Dixon.